Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Popovich moves to third. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to third. Ferry moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Ferry scores. Wine moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Wine moves to third. Renko moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is called out on strikes. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. James picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on James. Staub scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Popovich moves to second. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Renko hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Popovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Popovich reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Popovich scores. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bacabella catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Bacabella. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Renko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Fairley moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferry is walked intentionally. Jim Gosger pinch hits for John Bacabella. Larry Gura now pitching. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bateman now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Bobby Wine. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall bunts in front of the plate. Canizaro juggles the ball. That's an error on Canizaro. Mayshore moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mayshore moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore scores. Marshall moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 5, Expos, 5. Ray Newman now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fairley strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Clyde Mayshore now playing center field. Rich Hacker now playing shortstop. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a line drive towards the mound. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayshore scores. Marshall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.